This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, and today we continue our study of the Church versus Modernism. There are many people, religious people, who do not realize the insidious force of modernism. Modernism which challenges the very basic heart of Christianity, which denies the Lord Jesus Christ had eternal existence as the Word of God, who deny that He was born of the Virgin Mary, who deny that He lived a sinless life on this earth, who deny that He was crucified, that He shed His blood for our sins, and that the only way men can be forgiven is by the blood of Jesus Christ. They deny His resurrection. They deny His resulting coronation as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. They deny His authority to speak to men and tell us what we must do in order to be saved. They deny that He's coming again to call all men into judgment. But as we were closing the lesson last time, I was referring you to a very important passage in the book of Ephesians, and I would like to plead with you, if you have your Bible handy, to turn to the 4th chapter of the book of Ephesians and read with me verses 4 through 6. Here the Apostle Paul has this to say: "There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all." Now notice he refers to 7 different items: God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the hope, the faith, the baptism, and the body. And in each case he declares there is one. Now we do not have the right to declare of any one of these items that there's either none or that there are many. I do not have the right to say there is no God at all, or to say there are many gods and one's as good as another. I do not have the right to say there is no Christ, no Savior at all, or that there are many Saviors and one is as good as another. I do not have the right to say there is no Holy Spirit at all, or that there are many Holy Spirits and one's as good as another. I do not have the right to say there is no hope at all, or that there are many hopes and one is as good as another. I have the right to say only that there is one God, one Lord, one Spirit, and one hope. Now I find that many religious people are willing to agree with me this far. They're willing to accept Bible teaching at this point. But now notice, the Bible not only says those 4 items and indicates that there is only one of each, but in regard to the other 3, in regard to faith, to baptism, and the body, it just as plainly declares there is one. There is one God, just so there is one faith. There is one Lord Jesus Christ, just so there is one baptism. There is one Holy Spirit, just so there is one body. By virtue of the fact that many have heard the one faith, that is, the gospel of Christ preached, they have believed in the one Lord as the Son of God, the Son of the one God, and have been baptized with the one baptism, that is, immersion in water for the forgiveness of sin, into the one body of Christ. Every person who believes and obeys the gospel is added by the Lord to that one church. He does not leave it up to the person who obeys the gospel to make his own individual decision, but the very acts of obedience which bring you into Christ, which bring you into salvation, bring you into the body of Christ. There is simply no such thing, in contradistinction to what is taught from many pulpits in our land today, that salvation occurs before one becomes a member of the body of Christ. In fact, the church, according to plain New Testament teaching, is the body of saved people. You do not have 2 different bodies, that is, one group of people who are saved, and then the church. The church and the saved are exactly one and the same body. Now, this is not to say that the church saves you. Of course, the Lord Jesus Christ is the Savior, but the Bible makes clear in Ephesians chapter 5 what or whom it is He saves. For there the Apostle Paul, guided by the Holy Spirit, says He is the Savior of the body and identifies that body as being the church. Therefore, while the Lord offers to save everybody, as a matter of fact, He is the Savior only of the body or of the church.